The slideshow for Lesson 7 will now begin. Please listen carefully as the content of each slide is reviewed and in some cases discussed in more detail. Please advance to the next slide when you hear this sound. Lesson 7, Diabetes. This lesson begins on page 31 of the Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Events Instructor Requalification Workbook. Disclaimer. The information contained herein is to be used only for informational purposes and shall not be construed as medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other advice. The information contained herein is time-sensitive, and users should consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professionals prior to using this information to make sure that it is current and has not become outdated, modified, and/or replaced with more current information. Users are also advised to consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professional directors and counsel to determine how the information contained herein is affected by laws of their jurisdiction, protocols of their jurisdiction, policies and procedures of their jurisdiction, and so forth, as these may affect the application of the information contained herein to individual events and circumstances. The information contained herein is provided to update graduates of the IPICD Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Event Instructor Program prior to version 5.1 and does not establish or create a standard of care nor enhance applicable legal standards of care. Disclaimer. The author, the advisors, and the publisher accept no liability whatsoever for any injuries to person or to property resulting from the application or the adoption of any of the information, procedures, tactics, or other considerations presented or contained in this document and/or training program. Only Institute for the Prevention of In-Custody Death Incorporated qualified instructors is authorized to use and to instruct the content of this document. Lesson 7 Goals for Diabetes. To define diabetes. To discuss the importance of knowing about diabetes. To identify behavioral cues and symptoms associated with diabetes. To discuss select scientific research about diabetes. To suggest select intervention strategies for people experiencing diabetes. Lesson 7, Objectives for Diabetes. Given an IPICD version 5.1e instructor requalification workbook, instruction, and a multiple choice test question, the learner will be able to identify three types of diabetes with a minimum performance level of 100%. Given an IPICD version 5.1e instructor requalification workbook, instruction, and a multiple choice test question, the learner will be able to identify one medical symptom that is not caused by low blood sugar with a minimum performance level of 100%. Regarding the breath section of diabetes, please turn to page 31 of your instructor requalification workbook for more information about diabetes. Under the breath section of diabetes, you will see that diabetes is a chronic condition, and it occurs when a person has abnormally high levels of glucose or sugar in his or her blood. The job of the pancreas is to produce insulin that will lower blood glucose. Diabetes is caused when there is not enough insulin produced or it is absent. There are three types of diabetes. There is diabetes mellitus, shorthand DM. There is diabetes insipidus, or DI. And then there is gestational diabetes. There are two types of diabetes mellitus, type 1 and type 2. Type 1 is where the body does not make any or enough insulin. Type 1 is usually diagnosed in childhood and will require daily injections of insulin. Type 2 is more common than type 1, and in type 2, the pancreas does not produce sufficient amounts of insulin. Many people today are unaware they have type 2 diabetes. Type 1 and type 2 diabetics will check their blood sugar levels during the day. Diabetes insipidus is where the kidney's ability to handle and process fluids is disrupted, and this can cause a diabetic event. This form of diabetes is rare. However, people who have diabetes insipidus events many times have incredible strength, are wildly out of control, and it generally will require many people to handle them. Regarding gestational diabetes, this usually occurs during pregnancy. About 20 million Americans have diabetes, and 40 million Americans have what's called pre-diabetes, or what their label is pre-diabetic, which is the early stages of type 2 diabetes. Diabetes is 3 times more likely to occur in people who are hospitalized for bipolar disorder than the general population, according to Duke University researchers. Under the depth section of diabetes, you will see that in a diabetic emergency, it can mimic a number of things. For example, the person may appear to be drunk or may be under the influence of drugs. In most cases, the person is uncooperative or may be uncooperative. Law enforcement officers will often encounter people who are having a diabetic event. People who are having a diabetic event may appear to be drunk, under the influence of drugs, or be uncooperative with the officers. Recall from your law enforcement training that after stopping a person for suspicion of driving while intoxicated, your instructor told you to first ask the driver if he or she is diabetic. Basically, you're trying to rule out diabetes as possibly a cause for the unsafe driving. Excessive use of force lawsuits have been filed when drivers who were diabetic or were in a diabetic emergency had force used against them by law enforcement officers. Under the application section for diabetes, after a law enforcement officer stops a person who appears to be intoxicated, ask the person if he or she is a diabetic. Law enforcement officers must also look for any identifying jewelry or identification that indicates the person has a diabetic or other medical condition. A person who has low blood sugar, or what's called hypoglycemia, may present one or more of the following behaviors and/or symptoms: sweating, anxiety, difficulty speaking, paleness, dizziness, seizure, shakiness, confusion, uncooperative behavior, irritability, inability to swallow, loss of consciousness. Law enforcement officers, if possible, should provide the person who's experiencing a hypo or low glycemic event one or more of the following. Give the person 1/2 can of sugar soda, not diet, but sugar soda, unless they cannot swallow. If no sugar soda is available, then a 1/2 cup of orange juice can be given to the person. The goal is to raise the person's blood sugar level. Obtain professional medical assistance as well. A person who has high blood sugar, or what is called hyperglycemia, may present one or more of the following behaviors or symptoms: sweet breath, flushed skin, confusion, very weak, nausea, labored breathing, cramps, loss of consciousness. Law enforcement officers, if possible, should provide a person who is experiencing a high glycemic event one or more of the following. Give the person access to water. Let the person use a bathroom. Give the person access to appropriate medications that he or she may have been prescribed by a medical professional. Obtain professional medical assistance immediately. Get medical assistance when a person requests medical care. That's very, very important. Do not deny the person medical assistance. Diabetes reminders. Diabetes can mimic being drunk or intoxicated. People presenting behavioral signs and symptoms of diabetes are in a medical emergency. A person's blood sugar may be too low or too high. A person experiencing a diabetic event may be uncooperative and resistive. Remind your fellow law enforcement officers in your training program to ask people who appear to be intoxicated if they are diabetic. Also, read and reproduce the article below this slide that discusses diabetic emergencies and also some civil rights litigation. At this point, you may want to click on the diabetic article and read it, print it out, reproduce it, give it to fellow officers during your training program. This is the conclusion of Lesson 7.